Hi, I'm Brian.
And I'm Cade.
And you're listening to
Mysterious Mysteries 21.
We'll be talking about the 25 creepy stories from Reddit today.
Some of the material we will be discussing is very graphic.
Listener discretion is advised, so sit back,
relax,
and enjoy. And enjoy. You didn't screw it up after
Finally.
All this time. Kind of figured you would.
I would too.
Alright, so before we get into anything, Spotify has updated itself. You can now leave ratings on podcast or music or whatever. So if y'all wouldn't mind, if you do listen through Spotify, leave us a rating and a comment. I also will start putting comments into our Anchor podcast, so you'll be able to post comments in there as well. We'll ask questions about what we talked over, and y'all can give us some answers or some more questions that we can kind of spit back and forth.
And get better feedback, finally.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay. These people will actually say something. Except my mother. Alright, new listeners. We're going to start with country. We have Sweden, Russia, India, United Kingdom, Australia, and Canada. Sweden. I'm not pronouncing it.
We don't want to butcher it.
J-O-N-K-O-P-I-N-G. India, we have Maharashtra, sure, we'll go with that, and West Bengal. United Kingdom, we have Scotland. Australia, we have New South Wales, Queensland, and Victoria. Canada, we have New Brunswick. And I'll let you do the USA.
Alright, so for the USA, we have Oklahoma, and for Oklahoma, we've got Purcell, Michigan, Grand Rapids, Kansas, Overland Park. Pennsylvania, we've got Philadelphia. Nebraska, we have Kearney?
Kearney, I believe.
Pretty sure it's Kearney, Nebraska. Tennessee, we have Knoxville and Kingsport. Iowa, we have Columbus and Mansfield. New York is Forest Hill. Colorado is Denver and
Arvada.
Utah is
Ogden.
Indiana, we've got Fort Wayne. Yeah, see, there's the mess up. In Louisiana, we have Shreveport.
And then all of the states combined, besides ones Kay just listed off, we have Texas, New Jersey, Florida, Washington, California, Missouri, Ohio, Georgia, Virginia, Illinois, Minnesota, Arizona, Oregon, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. Thank you all for being our listeners. We appreciate it.
Over half the United States now.
27 states. Alright, so we're going to start with some Reddit stories that I came across on a whim. Very quickly. From Reddit.
Just, Reddit's always fun.
Could be ghosts, could be home invasion, could be kidnapping. I don't know, I haven't read these yet, so. Here we go.
Go over them and see how. See how it is.
Alright, so we got one. It's Home Alone. Alright, so best friend's parents were out of town one weekend and she had the house to herself. Went about her business having dinner, watching TV, then decided to go to bed. When she was lying there in bed with her back to her closet when she had heard the door open. She somehow pretended to be asleep. The man who was hiding in the closet walked around her bed to the side she was lying facing and gently stroked her hair and face and left. She immediately called her boyfriend to ask him to come over, then called her parents, and then the police. That was ass backwards.
Yeah, no, first thing, cops, get here now. Call everyone else here in a second.
Right. Long story short, this man had been getting into their home via the doggy door. They didn't even have a dog and didn't bother to secure it, and had been living in the tent in the forest area behind their home for months to creep on her. They found a ton of surveillance footage of her sleeping and pieces of her clothes and other items.
I mean, at least she... Great acting.
Yeah. I mean, especially being a female, I don't know how old she was, but being a female, I'm sure probably young. I mean, the fact that she still called her parents before the police.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I could not. I would immediately be awake.
Yeah, I mean, that would get anybody adrenaline pumping. I mean, the fact that the guy touched her hair, then her face, and didn't realize that she was awake. I mean, she should have been shaking, I would believe, probably, if she was that scared. I don't know, people get scared and they just
freeze. Like,
everything just freezes on them, so that's possibly what happened.
It's not fight or flight. It's fight or flight or freeze.
Yeah. Alright. Party invite. Just trying to skim over this. That story didn't sound familiar to you at all?
No.
No? Because you listened to the last podcast, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it didn't sound familiar at all?
No.
Okay. So making sure I'm not rereading the same shit. All right. Party invite. A guy I was good friends with had a party one night and called me to invite me over. It was me and my wife's first day off together in a while, and I guess that's supposed to be our daughter, was 2 years old. I mentioned it to my wife, and my daughter said, "No, don't go, Daddy. Of course, I can't resist that," so I stayed home, and we had a good night. My friend, however, had the worst night of his life. His party was going good, and everything was fine, even though there was a friend of a friend there who no one really knew. Turns out, a stranger had been smoking PCP and decided to start killing people. He took a butcher knife and slashed 3 people's throats. My friend's wife threw their kids out of a 2-story window and jumped out herself, took them into the woods, and called the police. All 3 people died. The police found the guy walking down the side of the road, covered in blood and incoherent. He had no idea what he had just done.
I mean, with PCP, I mean, sounds believable, but I mean,
That kid saved her dad's life.
True.
By saying, "No, Daddy, don't go." Or possibly saved his life.
Throwing kids out of a 2-story window, I mean,
that was the mother threw the kids out the window. I mean, she did the right thing. I mean, the worst thing they're gonna get, what's a broken bone?
Yeah.
Broken leg, arm.
That, and I remember being a kid, I was very malleable.
Yeah.
I remember falling on asphalt and just getting up like nothing happened.
Alright, you're gonna read the Wichita Massacre. It's literally from here to there.
Alright, the Wichita Massacre. HG, the lone survivor of what would later be called the Wichita Massacre. She was a 25-year-old elementary school teacher at the time and had gone to the triplex with her, where her boyfriend Jason Beaufort, a science teacher, lived with 2 roommates, Brad Haka, a chemist, and Aaron Sander, who was studying to become a priest. HG settled in front of the TV and began grading papers when Heather Muller, a friend of Aaron Sanders, showed up. The 5 friends watched TV and eventually retired to their various bedrooms. HD was woken from her sleep shortly after by loud voices and the bedroom door being kicked open. The two perps eventually gathered all the persons in the residence and herded them into the bedroom and ordered them at gunpoint to strip. Many atrocities occurred as hours went by, but in the end, HG, after being shot in the head in a frozen soccer field, ran naked for almost a mile to find a house with Christmas lights. It was mid-December to beg for assistance.
Okay, so what happened? Someone broke into someone's house and
home invasion, basically.
A home invasion, told everybody to strip naked, and
horrible things happened.
So, and then one of the survivors escaped?
Yes, he was shot in the head on a frozen soccer field in mid-December. Which, I mean,
wait. So, did he survive?
Yes, because it says he ran for almost a mile to find a house.
After being shot in the head on a frozen soccer field? Yeah. Ran naked for almost a mile to find a house.
I mean, I've heard stories of people getting shot and it just like get hit like dead center.
Oh, and it curves and goes around. Yeah.
I mean, or there's the one old story where a Florida woman apparently had a knife in the back of her head for like 12 days and didn't know it.
How do you not know it? I mean, you being a woman brushing your hair constantly.
She just felt a sharp pain every now and then. I'm pretty sure I would notice a knife sticking out of the back
especially
of my
head,
especially,
like, if you sit down or you were going to sleep.
Exactly.
That's... okay.
I mean, there is a one story of a dude who had a drill... He fell on a, like, a rock drilling hammer drill bit.
Ooh.
And they had to just manually by hand unscrew it to get it out. And he lived for, like... It was, like... 3 or 4 more years until his brain was like, oh yeah, there are vital pieces missing here.
Jesus. Okay. Alright, Shasta Groen. I feel like I've heard that name before and I feel like I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Shasta, maybe?
No, the last name, Groen. G-R-O-E-N-E.
Okay. Groen.
The murder of the Groen family. A deranged pedo named Joseph Edward Duncan was already on the run from the cops from a past sexual assault. He was an incredibly charming and manipulative and was truly pure evil. He camped outside a family's rural home, unseen by them. He picked it out after driving past it and seeing children's toys outside. Oh, that's nasty. I fucking hate people like that.
Yeah, no.
He watched them from afar, got to know their routine and the intent of kidnapping the children, 10-year-old Dylan, 8-year-old Shasta.
How do you even spend that much time?
That's just...
I don't...
Sickness.
Exactly.
That's not really even... People like that need to be put down, period. Jed found the lock on the door was broken, entered the home in the middle of the night, and tied up the mom, the dad, and the teenage son. He put Shasta and Dylan in his car and killed the rest of the family with a hammer. Shit.
That is...
It's a little extreme.
Incredibly violent.
He traveled around various campsites and cabins with Shasta and Dylan captives, sexually abusing them, torturing, and raping them. Eventually shot Dylan, but Shasta talked him out of killing her. Jed ended up telling her she taught him how to love.
What the fuck? What?
Scariest part of the CCTV footage of Jed and Shasta at the gas station, because you could easily believe that they were just a normal dad and a grumpy daughter if you were an onlooker. Eventually took her to a diner where he was finally apprehended when a waitress noticed something was up and Shasta was saved after 7 weeks in his clutches.
I think I might have heard this one.
I think I have too. That name just rings a bell to me. As he was dragged away, he called to her, "Promise that you'll visit me in prison." She said she would. I don't know if she ever did. Jed was put on death row and found to be guilty of 3 previous child murders. He died a few months ago from cancer. But the worst part of it all is how horrible Shasta's life has been afterwards. Drug addiction, in and out of jail, losing her children, etc. Just the most horrifying story ever. And see, people don't...
Yeah, didn't one state recently bring back Firing Squad?
Yes, they did, and I think they had the second one started, or gonna be starting soon. I know the first one just happened not too long ago.
Golf clap for it.
Yeah, no shit. Alright.
Alright, coming home to horror. Alright. I remember reading ages ago about a guy who was in the military. He got back home after a tour of duty to find his wife and 2 kids dead. They lived in a remote location. Turned out the mom had a sudden heart attack or a stroke or something, and the 2 little kids had died of starvation or dehydration as they were too young to care for themselves. It's not about a ghost story, but it is very...
Yeah, that's
disconcerting, especially coming home after,
yeah,
depending on what branch, you know, like 16 to 18 months away on the other side of the world.
You come home to your whole family dead.
Oh, yeah.
And not having a break-in or any kind of, well, I guess they got closure, but the fact that the kid starved or dehydrated itself to death.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, I know some 2-year-olds that know how to, you know, drink.
Yeah.
I mean, go to the sink and get water. If you have the ice box, it has a water tap in it.
I mean, it says 2 little kids, so they might be... I don't think they would be that too young, though.
I said 2 kids? I thought it said 2-year-old kids.
2 little kids. I mean, apparently they were too young to care for themselves.
Okay, so they're probably like...
1.
Under 2 years.
Yeah.
That's...
The weird thing is how did no one call? Or...
I don't know, does she not have friends or something? I mean, most of the time, if you can't get a hold of someone, you do a wellness check.
Exactly.
Did it say how long she was dead for?
He
just said
nope,
he just came back.
Damn. I mean, long enough to die of starvation, so...
So, starvation for a kid under 2 would be... less than 7 days, 2 days without water. For an adult, it was 2 weeks without food and 3 to 4 days without water, I believe.
Yeah, 3 to 4 days. I think up to like 3 or 4 weeks without food. Like almost a month.
I think it depends on your body build too. Like if you're
like me, maybe
overweight. You probably got like 3 hours. Fucking tiny. I could probably go maybe. I could probably go about 2 weeks. I'm not big, but.
I know, I go like 2. If I go 2 days without eating, my body is just like. Pain right now.
Yeah. Alright, the worst visit to the eye doctor ever. Oh, this one's gonna suck.
That automatically reminds me of the final scene in Dead Space. The eye scene.
I'm thinking of fucking like Final Destination shit.
Oh.
Alright. I'm an eye doctor and I have a patient come to me with an infected eyelid. 2 other eye doctors tried to treat and failed. They were dumping all sorts of medicine into it and it wasn't getting any better at this point. It was swollen and painful for weeks with no improvement despite being on tons of meds. Apparently, neither of them thought to flip the lid upside down. You know the gross... trick some kids do with their upper eyelids. It was painful for her very swollen eyelid, which might explain it. However, there appeared to be what looked like a visible abscess inside the tissue with thick gooey material. I thought I'd give it a nudge and saw it move. Oh god, there's something in it.
No.
Oh god, I don't want to finish this one.
How not notice that?
I don't know. How do you not feel that?
Exactly.
I managed to move it quite easily in one whole piece. It was a fly larva. The patient told me that she had a bug hit her in the eye a few days before she got this infection. I removed the larva and within 2 days the wound closed and she was 100% recovered on basic antibiotic eye drops. And yes, they do have photos of this case for the interested. I don't want to see it. I'm good.
Yeah, no,
I'm perfectly okay. Okay. I guess if you want to read that one and that one.
All right. Natural disasters. This is the story of Lake Nyos disaster. I'm guessing that's how you say it. I mean, N-Y-O-S. Nyos?
Lake Nyos disaster. Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
The lake periodically belches a cloud of invisible carbon dioxide gas that suffocates everything within a 16-mile radius.
Holy shit.
In 1986, over 1,700 people and all their livestock died without even understanding what was happening.
Wait, how many people died? 1,700?
1,700 and all their livestock. So,
holy shit.
So I guess it was like they were on vacation. Kind of like, you know, if, you know, you were to be at like Yellowstone and then Yellowstone blow.
Oh, that'd be a lot more than 1,700 people.
Just just mark off, like, just color in, like, half the United States.
Yeah, pretty much.
And the next one is, The Body in the Barrel.
Could be a good song.
Yeah. I was just saying, huh, I think I've heard that song before. A young lady had an affair with her boss in the 1960s. A killing in the 1960s, I wonder why that's not surprising.
70s were worse with serial killers.
True. She had an affair in the 1960s with her boss and got pregnant. After threatening to tell her boss's wife, she was killed by her boss, who then put her in an industrial barrel. He hid the barrel in his house for years, and none of the various owners opened it due to the weight. Finally, one guy decided to dispose of it in the 90s when he opened it, he saw it containing something. An investigation traced the barrel and the girl back to the man, who then killed himself before police could come arrest him after confirming he was the father of the unborn baby via DNA. The lady's mother was in her late 80s when she was told about her missing daughter being found. She claims that she had been having dreams about her daughter being inside of a metal container for years after she had gone missing.
I wonder how true that is about her having dreams. That might be one,
yeah,
to actually go into depth.
Yeah, I think so. Bookmark.
30 years. It took them 30 years to find her, yep, from the 60s to the 90s.
I mean, if I bought a place and there was just a random heavy barrel.
Well, think about it. I mean, in there, it talked about it being an industrial area, right?
Yeah, it was in it. Well, he hid it in his house.
Oh, it was in his. Oh, it was. For years.
And no one opened it due to the weight. I'm sorry, if I felt something heavy like that, I.
Most people open crap like that just to figure out what the hell's in it.
Exactly.
Because you get all these, like, you go on YouTube, you can see people, you know, finding different parts of their house they never knew existed, and finding, like, old, like, Civil War doctrine shit in there, or weapons, or gold, or whatever. I mean,
hell, there's videos of people that go magnet fishing specifically to find weird stuff.
Yeah. The smell. Great. When I was younger, me and my twin brother would help our friend do his paper route. One summer, we could smell something gross coming out from one of the houses. We all didn't think anything of it until 3 days later when the smell was reaching down the driveway. We went to the back door where he normally dropped the paper and noticed it was open. We went in and looked around the house and found the owner had died. He died of a heart attack and his cats were eating him.
Oh.
Cats gotta eat. I hear that whenever you die, if you have animals in your house, they usually go for, like, your lips, your eyelids, your nose, all your soft tissue first.
Yep, easiest thing. And apparently dogs will wait a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Cats are just like,
actually, a lot of dogs end up mourning themselves to death.
Yeah.
Cats are like, free food. You're not going to feed me? I'll eat you.
My cat bites me when I don't pet her for long enough.
Yep. Or if you pet them too long.
Oh no, mine, if you pet her too long, she just gets up and walks away. Stop petting her after you've been petting her for like 2 minutes and now you're getting nibbled.
My grandfather's first family. A maternal grandfather in the days before hot water on tap put a big pot on to boil before leaving for work for his wife and kids to bathe in. The pot boiled over and extinguished the flame, and he returned to find them dead of carbon monoxide poisoning. Oh. My mother was of his second marriage. Damn.
Yeah, because that's back when, you know, there were no electric stoves. It was all gas.
When the pot boiled over, extinguishing the flame. Oh, yeah, that would have done it. Either it was gas or it was a wood burning.
Yo.
And all that smoke inhalation. I think it's carbon monoxide, isn't it? I don't know, I'm stupid. Okay.
I can't say anything.
Alright, I'm gonna read this one and I'm gonna let you take the next one because it's more army crap. You understand that stuff more than I do. Tiger Attack. I'm not sure what the entire story is, but there was a body discovered somewhere in Siberia. His cause of death was freezing, but something was off. Turns out he had been attacked by a tiger. The tiger used its jaws and grabbed the guy by his backpack, picked him up over his head, and slammed him so hard that he snapped both of his femurs. The poor dude lived 3 days after the attack, crawling around in the snow. Holy shit, that would suck.
Oh, no.
Broke both of his femurs.
Yeah, I mean, when you break your femur, it's... Unless you get to a doctor, you have like an 80% chance of death. This dude just manned it for 3 days. I can completely believe that, because tigers are stupid strong. Yeah, have you seen it? It looks like... God forgot to patch him. If the draft and post button was too close, he accidentally put a few zeros.
What? What the hell are you talking about?
Just saying, the draft and post, whenever God was making tigers, was a little bit too close.
Oh, I get it now. Okay.
Was a little bit too close. I think he added a few zeros into that strength stat before he,
You confused the hell out of me. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, the USS West Virginia.
I think I've heard something about that.
I actually heard something and listened to something on this last night.
Oh, really?
Yep. So, the USS West Virginia was a ship damaged during the attack on Pearl Harbor. The ship was attacked. The people on board heard banging noises coming from inside the ship. It turns out the noises were people. They were trapped inside of a room to where they couldn't be broken out of because whenever a compartment floods on a ship, they block off that compartment. And they never made it to the other side. And they couldn't... I mean, you open that one door and all the pressure comes out immediately, so... But they couldn't be brought out from the top because of the gases that were lingering above on the floors ahead. When the vessel was salvaged 6 months later, the bodies of the three men were found. The other things that remained were empty food cans, empty water bottles, a calendar marked from December 7th to December 23rd. That means they were trapped for 16 days. And they probably kept wondering if they were ever going to make it out, and then had to come to the realization that they're not going to be saved, and that they either had to fear drowning in the tight compartment of the ship, or dying from... starvation, dehydration.
So was this part submerged underwater with them in it?
It was a... They were in a compartment that wasn't flooded, but it was in between a compartment that they needed to get to.
No, what I'm saying is, like, the ship, was it the part that they were in, was it underwater?
Yes.
So they probably died of, like, lack of oxygen.
Yeah. And, I mean, it depends on how big the compartment is.
I mean, to last, what, 16 days is what it said?
Oh, yeah, pretty big.
So, it could have been a lack of oxygen, maybe. Or they just went crazy and just gave up or killed each other.
And the one thing I heard on it last night is that they apparently, the noise stopped on Christmas Eve.
They died on Christmas Eve.
And, I mean, since the gases were above you, it's not like you could just take a blowtorch, go over the compartment, and cut it open. Because, blowtorches and flammable gas do not mix well, ever.
So they weren't, like, on the exterior wall, then, of the ship, to where they could just go from the outside and get in?
I guess they could, but the water pressure coming in would have just been, like, a wall of concrete. If they would have opened it.
That's true, too. Damn, that sucks.
Especially. And then a new one?
Yeah. I think that might be all of it. Yeah.
This one is a new life. A woman I worked with a few years ago told me about how her life had changed drastically. She went from having a decent job to becoming an alcoholic and working as a cleaner. She had planned to move to Spain with her husband and younger daughter, and had a great job lined up out there. The plan was her husband and daughter would fly over first, and she would fly over a week or two later due to finishing her old job a little later than planned. Her husband rang her on the day he arrived and said the house was lovely and the furniture had arrived by ferry, etc., and just letting her know. That was the last time she had ever heard from him. Her husband and daughter were found dead by authorities a few days after. She rang explaining she was concerned for their welfare as she had no contact with them and she was extremely worried. It was carbon monoxide poisoning. Imagine sending your family over to a different country. You have a beautiful job lined up. And 3 days later, you get that call. Well, you make that call, and you find out they're dead in a different country.
So, what causes carbon monoxide poisoning, I wonder?
Maybe a leak in the stove?
Well, it said that furniture had arrived by ferry, etc. The last time that she heard from him, her husband and daughter were found dead by authorities a few days after she rang explains. Say, I don't know.
Stove left on, maybe. Gas stove.
Maybe. Okay, Jesus Christ, there's a lot. Okay. Sorry, I got ahead of myself. The creepy chair man. Alright, there was a guy in the town who stopped women at the furniture store. He'd watch women pick out their new chairs and he would just linger there and drop these strange comments. That chair would look nice in my den. Then one night he followed one of the women home. He snuck. Oh, Jesus, it moved. There he goes. He snuck into the living room and then would wait for them to enter the room. He'd then jump out and surprise them. He'd yell, "I knew you took my chair!" And he'd scream and chase them. This happened over a course of 5 years. The local police never did anything because he was brothers with the sheriff, of course.
Yep.
Women couldn't buy furniture by themselves. They had to start bringing chaperones. Wow. Okay, that was an odd one. Candyman. The story that inspired Candyman is pretty creepy. A woman in a Chicago apartment was murdered by some drug dealer who lived next door. He did not get into her apartment through a... How did he get into her apartment? There we go. Through a hole behind her bathroom cabinet mirror. I don't understand how that goes with the Candyman, but okay. Okay, this happens in the Ukraine. I'm not going to demolish this name. Oh, Jesus. It's a long-ass name, too. We're going to call him the D-Maniacs, because the name is D-N-E-P-R-O-P-E-T-R-O-V-S-K. Okay, the D-Maniacs. A group of three teenagers in the Ukraine started out committing petty robbery. They moved on to torturing animals. Not long after that, they just started murdering strangers. They killed a bunch of people by bashing the shit out of them with household tools for no reason. Knowing there are people out there like that is terrifying. People who will just murder complete strangers just for their own entertainment. It's called a psychopath.
Why household tools? Why tools?
I don't know.
Just take a kitchen knife. It's so much easier.
Maybe they want them to suffer a little bit. You are... right there. The missing child behind the bed.
Alright, missing child found in her bed.
That parent was stupid.
I read a story recently about Paulette. Farah, a 4-year-old child who went missing from her room in 2010. Her parents immediately notified authorities and started a social media campaign to find Paulette. Paulette's room was searched multiple times and used by her parents to do media interviews. The terrifying part is Paulette was found 10 days later in her bed. She had wedged herself between the mattress and the footboard and suffocated.
Shit.
There is a picture of her bed before they found her, and it's kind of... I don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it either. Damn, that sucks.
How would you...
Unless she's real tiny.
Yeah.
And the bed was scooted away just enough away from the wall.
Me to do the...
Yeah, you can do the next one. Go for it.
Alright, this one is Oceanic Predators. Marine biologists attached a tag to a 9-foot-long great white shark. The device measured the temperature and depth to monitor the shark's movements. The tag was later found washed up on a beach. It showed that 4 months after it was attached... I've heard about this one. It showed that 4 months after it was attached, the female great white abruptly dove to a depth of over 1,900 feet, or around 580 meters. The ambient temperature surrounding the tag spiked from 46 degrees Fahrenheit to 78 degrees Fahrenheit. The data suggested an attack, so this tracker attached to the great white was pulled off rapidly and measured higher temperatures consistent with some animal's internal body temperature.
Hell?
And I know sharks don't dive that deep. Or at least, I don't think they do.
Well, most of them.
Just, because that's extremely sharp. Just...
Okay, we're almost done. This one lasted a little bit longer than I thought it was going to. Clowns is the next one.
Oh, yay.
A few years ago, a dude dressed as a clown came to a camp I went to. Apparently, he broke into a cabin I was staying in and stole stuff from the people in my cabin. He took primarily cash and a phone that kids had on them. I saw him there, but I was so young I didn't think much of it. Apparently, they couldn't find him because of the gloves he wore and his full-body costume. All of the kids had their stuff replaced by the craziest part. But the craziest part is a few of us heard a scream that could not have come from a grown man that came from the road. The dude was weird, and it was terrifying as an 11-year-old. No shit. Okay.
John. It sounded like John Wayne Gacy.
Right? Except no murder.
Exactly.
The Nutty Putty Cave Incident. Oh god, this sounds like a horrible porno. Alright, a spelunker got stuck upside down in a narrow cave for 26 hours. Crews tried to pull him out of with pulleys, but had to be careful not to break his legs because they couldn't. That could be fatal with the circumstance that he was in. Rescuers even almost dislodged him, only for an anchor to fall at the last second, plunging him back into the crevice. He eventually died, and they sealed the cave and shut him inside with it. That would suck.
The last second. Yes, finally.
Anchor. Bah!
And no!
You're back.
I know that's usually what they do with caves when people die in them, is they just seal them off there. Especially with underwater caves.
Mm-hmm. 60 hours underwater. This is a short one. A guy in a sinking ship found an oxygen bubble and only drank a sip of Diet Coke every 7 hours. He was rescued after 60 hours after being under constant danger from drowning and even sharks. That's pure fucking luck.
Just
a sip of Diet Coke every 7 hours. That's crazy. Great time.
Allison Botha, on December 18th, 1994, a Port Elizabeth resident, was abducted, raped, and stabbed and left for dead by Franz Dutoit and Eunice Kruger. They slashed her throat 17 times so deep she had to hold her own head on as she crawled to the road for help. With her other hand, she had to hold the organs in, spilling from her stomach, where she had been stabbed more than 30...
She was still alive?
Yes.
The fuck?
She was stabbed in her stomach more than 30 times. By some miracle, the knife thrust had missed her main arteries so she did not bleed out, so she didn't bleed to death, and was able to breathe through her severed trachea. There's actually a documentary on it on Amazon Prime called Allison.
Huh. I'm gonna have to look into that one. That one's great. Yeah. Next one.
Oh, yes. The next one is Timmy Evans. In 1949, Timothy Evans was wrongly executed for murdering his pregnant wife and daughter. The actual murderer, John Christie, was a prosecution witness at Evans' trial. After Evans was executed, Christie went on to kill four more people. Had the police handled the forensic evidence properly, Christie would have been caught when they were investigating Evans, and those four people would still be alive. The government didn't acknowledge that Evans was innocent until 2004.
Holy shit. That sucks.
Oh. I would be pissed. I would be so mad.
Yeah. Alright, last two. Polar bear liver. Explorers like a century or two ago went to look about the Arctic. Oh my god, they need to put punctuation in here. About the Arctic, but had their supplies accidentally stolen and destroyed, and soon they all ran out. They hunted a polar bear and ate the insides of it. No one at the time knew about how deathly a polar bear's liver was because of the high amounts of vitamin A, which can be bad for skin too. Toxicity made him and his crew deathly ill, and when one of them felt that their foot was wet, he took it out and the lining of his skin came off with the boot. Oh my god.
Okay. I'm good. No. Remind me not to try that.
No vitamin A overdose. Okay. Do not try to find us. Alright, this isn't a scary story, but it's spooky. It's kind of the same thing. Okay. And always captured my imagination. One day, a bunch of, I think they were police in training, explored some catacombs under Paris. A lot of them were completely unmapped. They entered the area and heard dogs barking and snarling. They continued going and saw there were speakers mounted on the wall, playing pre-recording dog sounds and cameras. They continued. They came into a huge opening and found a cinema. It was lavishly decorated, it had projectors and a mix of old and new movies. It even had electricity running and three phone lines. The police marked where they were and went back outside. The next day, they returned to try to investigate further with more experienced officers. Everything was gone. All the wiring had been ripped out, all the furniture was gone, all that remained was a note that said, "Do not try to find us." As far as I know, they never figured out who was there.
The Illuminati.
Just, no, please don't come look for us. We're sorry.
Man, it is kind of weird, though.
Teenagers. Look, the teenagers just wanted to have a movie night along.
Right? Alright, well, that's all the stories we had today. And like I said at the beginning, go on Spotify. If you listen to us on Spotify, give us a rating. You can also find us on
Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Mysterious Mysteries 21.
And you can listen to us on
Podcast, Radio. Yeah, sorry. Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Google Podcast, Breaker, Spotify, Anchor, Castbox, and Apple Podcast.
And we thank y'all for joining in today, and have a good day or night, wherever you are, and we'll hit you up next time.
See y'all next time.